Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, April 28th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Just months after telling global investors that it was open for business, China is ratcheting up its pressure on foreign companies. China's spy law has been broadened to counter perceived foreign threats, and authorities have in recent weeks targeted several firms that are operating in the country. This includes a surprise visit to consulting firm Bain's office in Shanghai to question staff, detaining an employee of a Japanese drug maker, and raiding the Beijing office of U.S. due diligence company Mintz Group. The Chinese embassy in Washington didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The Eurozone has narrowly avoided recession, with GDP data out this morning showing that Spain's economy picked up amid a revival of tourism, while Italy's economy grew again after contracting at the end of last year. However, Germany's economic engine is faltering. The bloc's return to modest growth coincides with a first-quarter pickup in China and a slowdown in the United States. Warring parties in Sudan have agreed to extend a fragile ceasefire for 3 more days as thousands in the country try and flee for safety. The U.S., which helped to broker the ceasefire along with Saudi Arabia, is urging Americans to use the truce to leave the country. This morning, however, Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces accused the military of breaking the truce, suggesting that the latest ceasefire is also unlikely to hold. There was no immediate response from the military. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares edged lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures are down, and ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Colgate-Palmolive are among the companies set to report earnings later today. And we have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.